Mr. Apocalypse is coming. He's rising into view just like the sun. He's bringing living truth and bringing freedom. And a wake-up call designed for everyone. Might be the very thing you've been longing for, or it might be the very last thing on your mind. It could be something that you sent on ahead of you, or it could be something you left behind.
It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Les Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth, or remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let's take a trip across the pond and this week's comments from Les Visible.
Hello! Greetings, dear friends. Welcome to Saucer Pod and Dog Poet Transmitting. We are hovering in the upper astral this evening and tasting some of the delights and also disappointments that are the main reason an avatar has to appear every now and then. Because I believe that the avatar comes this time in the hearts of humanity, I believe there are many expressions of that moving in the world today. And once the materialization of the avatar reaches a certain level, it will kindle that same awareness in all those walking in the light. I think the same thing happens with the Antichrist, and keep this in mind. It only takes so many minds believing in the existence of any consciousness or state to make it a reality. Our world is an expression of the minds engaged in it, and a reflection of the powers that are triumphant there. The card, the chariot, signifies this. Triumph in the mind. It is either that or servitude. I know which I would choose. At the blogs, we've been talking about clones and critics and all the predictable things that come as the price of this journey. I should add that I am, by the way, still here. So, I suspected that would happen. Always look on the bright side of life. See, there's so much negative in the world these days. If that is where you seek to put your focus, and even despite that illusion of choice, if you don't make a choice, it'll be made for you. I'm in a whimsical mood this evening, and so I think I will pull up a poem I wrote some years ago, not that long ago, but, some years, in honor of Lady Nature, who is also ever so much more than that. And then I think we will come back to whatever this is. It's entitled In Search of Rest. The image of love in the mirror turns into a whirlpool of desire. We cannot maintain our balance, and so we fall. Was it love? We are the fuel, and when we are gone, there is no flame. I became brilliant beneath the light of your love. I was alive, and only then was I alive. Woven into tapestries of color and sound. Where have you gone? I look for you in every face, but I do not fall in love. I remain apart, one wing in an empty sky. Somewhere inside me, a woman moves, and at night she often dances in perfect breath with me. This is the woman with whom I am truly close. This is the only woman. Mother of God, sound and fury, silence absolute, beautiful beyond description and terrifying in full approach. The mind dissolves. Be still, my child. No harm will come to you. Strong men, I bring them down and suck them dry, but my child may dwell in safety. I looked too hard and too long. I found her, and now I cannot return. There is no dream of life that can be believed. There is only the vastness of space, the appearance of time, and the differing weight. Sometimes heavy, like the sorrow of a long past. Sometimes light as an angel's hand upon your shoulder, steering a course through the stormy heavens and planetary wars fought in human form until the last day. She is everywhere, in unseen miniature multiplied. In the air, the earth, the dancing flesh, she takes me in my sleep, flying up the long corridor to my bright home. Why is it so difficult to leave the fields of play? Here among the doomed flowers, the gravity of bones, and the brief exhalation of life. Exhalation? Could be either. Young girls press the pulse and draw the essence forth into the raging holocaust of passion rampant on a field of blood. I will protect you, my child. I will wash the worlds of form from your heart. I will remove the sword above your head. I will teach you to dance, but you will dance for me alone. It is the greatest heartbreak, the destruction of the false self, dreamed by the self and revealed to the self at separation's end. The terror of mortal pain, the agony of life's constant march. Unending loss of everything. Unending loss of everything. It hurts to be free. Freedom is too much to bear, too difficult to accept. The luminous door appears and the mind cries out for darkness. It slithers under floorboards and rocks to hide from immortality. I will protect you, my child. I will hold you as yourself. We are woven as one, eternity and time. Forget, forget, forget. In a world where everything but truth dies, but which few see, in a world that begins and ends forever, that is the playground for a mind magnetized by dust. In a world where everything is broken, no heart is safe. In a world of mostly water, for it is a world of mostly tears. In a world where love is crucified, no lie is safe. In a world of contrasts, of desperate flights, and measureless descents, where everything is written on or built out of sand that flows to the bottom of an all-forgiving sea. In a world of waiting and hoping, where every dream comes true eventually and then loses its meaning and disappears. In a world of rumors and dying swans who mate for life, we move to and fro in search of rest. Impelled by need in search of rest, tormented by flies and furies in search of rest, burning in the long night in search of rest, in search of rest, in search of rest. I will protect you, my child. I have built a garden of delight. It hangs iridescent in the air. It gleams in a drop of water. It spins in the living breath. A love serene, the emptiness of mind, the holding of one, the mirror of light, the bloom of begotten worlds sent forth in search of rest, in search of rest, in search of rest. Well, there it is. She weaves in and out of my existence as she does in all of us, though recognizing her seems to be difficult for so many. No doubt it is because of the instinct and impetus to pervert her, and that leads to perverting yourself. It's our choice how we spend our time, and when it is not, it is certainly our choice with how we spend our mind. Always look on the bright side of life. Yeah. Well, I don't quite know what to tell you. I'm an optimist. I feel really good. I'm looking on the bright side of life. I feel like there's light everywhere. I walk out my door in the morning into this jungle atmosphere, and I can feel with a certain amount of intensity the greater life that surrounds and also permeates me. It permeates us, well, it permeates all of us, but it permeates some of us consciously. And that would be the important thing. It's kind of like the difference between blind fate and, you know, a consciously involved future where you have some say because you go the right way. See, there's this constant dance going on out here, and I mean, you're all aware of it. I mean, you may interpret it or explain it differently to yourselves and to each other, but there's this dance going on out there. Well, there are a bunch of dances going on, and most of these dances are dances of self-deception. This is where we have convinced ourselves that things are a certain way because that assists in the accomplishment of our being able to exercise whatever appetites are too important for us to leave behind. And so the world is filled with people who have made one compromise or another in order to get by here. But you don't really get by here. I mean, I don't know quite how to explain this. And a lot of it that is true in my mind came about through psychedelic research, so it is difficult to put these things into words. But here's what I have actually experienced, and as a result that I believe is also true for anyone else. And you don't need psychedelics either, you just need to have the proper amount of intensity and capacity to be determined. And if you're fixed on that, certain things will happen. They will happen. And if you're focused in other ways, you know, if you're out there in that big marketplace or flesh palace, whatever it is out there, the land of temporary dreams, if you're out there interacting with that, well, you know, depending on your karma, depends upon the ration of whatever it is that you're after you get or don't get, and the version of it you get, I might add, as well. Now, since I recognize my entire life has to do with the Almighty, no matter what, no matter where I am, no matter what I'm thinking, no matter, it's all part of my relationship with the divine. If that is the case, then the only one I should fall in love with is the divine. That seems to be a no-brainer to me. I mean, like, yeah, and fall in love with the divine in everything you encounter. And if you cannot see the divine, look deeper. And even if you still cannot see the divine, recognize that, whatever, the divine is there. The divine is everywhere. The divine is more easily perceived in some places than in others, and in some people rather than others. But that really has to do with, you know, where that person is at. And I mean, you know, I always like to think, well, what am I going to think at the end of my life? Whenever that may be, or I could be turned into an immortal, who knows? I mean, no one knows what's kind of ahead. But let's just say for the sake of art, well, I don't like argument, let's say for the sake of description, I move on. what we do here, what we have become here, what we serve here, that to which we have, where our hearts are, as the case may be, that determines, that is the passport and the ticket for the ongoing train, plane, or other vehicle, one might say the soul even, that one is going to travel in, and the place one will be resident in, and that will be a reflection of where you're at. So, like I said, to me, it's a no-brainer. Yeah, I think you catch my drift. I probably wouldn't be talking to you otherwise, and you probably wouldn't have shown up here otherwise, you know. Except some people show up here for different and various reasons, and, you know, it's perfectly fine as far as I'm concerned. We shall see, and time will tell. Or is it time will tell, and we shall see? Yes. On that, we can be confident indeed. Well, my friends, we have come to the end of another broadcast, and I will see you next week, if there is one, which there likely will be. In the meantime, knocking on for mica or wood or whatever there is. Walk in beauty. You are an ambassador of the Most High. We are an ambassador in this world, and it directly factors into where we go in the next world. That said, much love, Lady Nature. Hare Krishna. Greetings, my good friend, Lord Ganesh. Bismillah, Irrahman, Irrahim. Om Amitabha. Hail, Lord Jesus Christ. Carry on, Baha'u'llah. Aloha and Haru!
And tall and slender.
Aloha.
And has got a walking stick. You'll be changed forever if you get hit by it. He's coming for the Zionists and all their bankers too. If you don't behave yourself, he's coming after you. There's no way to stop him. You can't be bribed or bought. And he's sweeter than the air in spring, and meaner than you thought. With a deer inside his headlights, if you're the kind that hunts by night. And no one stays anonymous when they get you in his eyes. Mr. Apocalypse is coming, oh yeah. He's rising into view just like the sun. He's bringing live and truth, he's bringing freedom. And a wake up call designed for everyone. He's here, Mr. Apocalypse is here.
Feet to Fire is a production of IPS Media Works on the OnSIC Radio Network of Stations.